Now, sales of new electric vehicles jumped almost 30% in the first half of the year when compared to the same time last year. New figures from the CSO show that 13,102 new EVs were licensed during the six-month period, up from 10,344 the same time in 2024. 21,404 new petrol cars were licensed between January and June. That's down 15% on the same period last year. We can talk now to Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Geraldine, thank you for joining us. What is behind these latest figures showing a jump in sales for electric vehicles?
Yeah, definitely a shift in consumer preference. I think consumers are definitely moving away from petrol and diesel cars. As you said, petrol is down 15%, diesel is down 23%. So EV sales were up 27% and plug-in hybrids were up 15% as well. Now, that's interesting. So obviously there are people who want to go electric but are unsure about the infrastructure. But I think generally what's made the difference is there's better prices with EVs now, much more competitive prices, better range of models, longer range actually on the cars as well. So this is making the difference, definitely.
So is that an indication then that people are feeling a bit more comfortable about going electric, that range anxiety is becoming less of a concern for them?
Yeah, I think it is. And definitely the infrastructure is improving, though. I mean, people still have doubts about that and they still have concerns around battery longevity. Now, these are misplaced concerns, but they're still there. But I think the thing to remember as well is these sales look really good now when compared to 2024. But 2024 was a particularly bad year for EV sales. If we go back and compare these figures to 2023, they're actually only back where those sales figures were then. So 2 years on, the market is quite different. As I said, there's much better prices, much better range, much better choice. So I would have thought that EV sales should actually be higher. So while this is a positive, I think it's still behind where expectations would be.
Petrol car sales falling down 15%, as we say, as we said. At what point is it expected that electric vehicle sales will surpass the sale of petrol vehicles?
Well, it really depends on what happens in the end of the, you know, the next 6 months. I mean, as I said, clearly people are making the decision between plug-in hybrids and electric to go electric. But there's still a cohort of buyers who are concerned. They're concerned about all sorts of things, and the infrastructure may not be great in their area. It may not be, you know, great in the trips that they make. There are concerns around battery longevity. We particularly see this in the second-hand market. So it really will depend on what happens in the next 6 months, whether those sales that we've seen will be replicated.
And we are seeing more fleets, more commercial companies moving their fleets to electric as well, the likes of Onpost, Amazon, etc. Is that having much of a bearing on these figures?
No, these figures are private vehicles, but overall, we're definitely seeing an improvement in fleet sales. And the reason for that, again, is companies have the confidence to go EV. There are more options for them in terms of commercial vehicles, but also the infrastructure. I mean, the plan, the National Road Infrastructure Plan, is to roll out high speed chargers at every 60 kilometres on major roads. That's a key thing for fleets and for, as I said, for commercial organisations to have the confidence to go electric.
Geraldine, thank you for speaking with us today. It's Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent.